as we say good morning to you and to our friend Jason Cans. We call it the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason, he's been joining us since the beginning of 2020, and what a roller coaster ride it continues to be, my friend.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. I don't think either you or I, or probably anyone, would have guessed that at the beginning of 2020 we would find ourselves here in this time and place.
There were three things I was touting with 2020. And I'm like, hey, I like politics, sports, and faith issues. And so, I mean, it was going to be a presidential election year. Well, it still will be, but we may have virtual conventions, and who knows how voting will take place.
Right.
It was going to be a Summer Olympics year. That's been pushed back to at least 2021. And we did at least get Leap Day in, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. So we have one extra day in 2020 for the year. So.
Yeah. And
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Right. And then, you'd been talking about a wedding in your family, your oldest daughter, and now that's been pushed back to the fall, right? Or late summer,
correct,
at least.
Yeah, she was supposed to actually get married on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was. For a while, it was kind of up and down. Okay, what do we do? What do they do? And ultimately, the decision was to push it out until October.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fall, so I look forward to a fall wedding. But, you know, it's just one more thing.
Peggy and I have an October anniversary, October 17th. What day do they have in mind?
October 30.
Huh, okay. The very end of October.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was a date that was available to them, and that was the one they chose. So.
Very good.
Yeah.
Fun story before we get to our spiritual content this morning, and that is, as government orders shuttered public libraries to slow the spread of coronavirus, some people have turned to official and unofficial book-sharing means to satisfy their desire for new reading material. This next example is something I could see both of us doing. In California's Yosemite Valley, a resident carts around donated books in the back of her car to serve as a mobile library.
Love it. I love it. I used to carry with me a box of books that I would, if people were looking for things to read, I would have them available. Maybe it's time to reinstitute that. I have a number of second copies of different books.
We know what we'll be doing in our retirement. Exactly that. In Arizona, a teacher with a bookshelf she built in her yard says she's seen its use skyrocket. Little Free Library nonprofit executive director Greg Metzger says volunteers are reporting a jump in free small library usage. Yes, people miss the library. So there you go.
That warms my heart to think that people are missing libraries.
There you go. Hey, speaking of missing, as we interacted a little bit over the weekend, you made a comment to me that I thought was worth noting. I wanted to just kick off the week with it.
Sure.
Having to do with Chris, you said, if I recall, that you feel like Christians have forgotten what it means to be a Christian. Explain that.
Well, I think that when I read the Gospels, I see that Jesus called us to live in an upside down kingdom, in a kingdom of love, in a kingdom of other centeredness, and what I'm seeing is people, those who are trying to follow Jesus, are much more focused on their own rights, on their own sense of, you can't tell me what to do. And as I read that, I think we're mixing up the notions of nationalism with Christianity. And, you know, I think there's this, we're called to love well. Sometimes that means sacrifice. And I think we've lost the sense of that. I think we've lost the sense that there is suffering. Sometimes there's suffering for being a believer. We're told that very clearly in Scripture, and I think we've lost touch with that.
Now, sometimes it's hard to not interpret a comment like that. People can look at the very immediate political horizon. And I'm even, as you say some of that, I'm thinking of some comments I saw on Facebook, certainly within the last week, if not within the last couple of days, on the heels of the state Supreme Court decision. So I give that as a return and want to hear your response to kind of boost your comment up to show that it's not just a short-term response to the immediate political environment?
No, I don't think it's a short-term response to the immediate political environment. I think the immediate political environment has probably put a fine point on what's been going on a lot. I think as Western believers particularly, we tend to conflate or mix different worldviews. And I suspect that's true around the world where people mix different worldviews with
syncretism is a big concern in Africa. I mean, you get, you know, the mixture of things that from the country medicine and all, you know, all sorts of things from witchcraft and animism mixed in with Christianity. So, yeah.
Right on. And I think that's something that we are probably all prone to do, myself certainly included. And for me, it's a question of, okay, what is my primary identity? Which kingdom am I seeking to follow? Am I doing it well? Often I would have to say I'm not. You know, you and I talk a lot, you know, that idea that we've gotten from Larry Crabb, people are wounded, people are self-centered, which is the bigger problem. Well, for me, it's self-centeredness by far. You know, I'm more concerned about my rights than I am about loving well. Am I willing to go an extra mile with people, or am I much more concerned with the way suffering affects me and who's to blame for it?
On that note, we're out of time. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good stuff. Stimulates our thinking each and every time he joins us. Jason Kanz, best 5 minutes of the day, and one of the reasons it usually runs about 7 minutes. Good morning to Hillary.
Good morning.
First cup.
Indeed.
First cup of tea today.
Indeed. Yes, it's a chocolate mint today.
Yeah, that's the thing. We got to get the flavor every day.
Yeah, chocolate mint today.
It didn't matter whether it was coffee or tea. You like a variety of flavors.
I do.
Variety's the spice of life.
It is. I don't want to get stuck in a rut. You know, I've got enough other places I'm stuck in a rut, so I can at least mix it up in my morning beverage.
I like having consistency. I mean, that's just like, I got my certain breakfast, though. And sometimes I'll maybe add to that, like on the weekends.
Sure.
A little bit more, but
sure.
There's certain things that are just constants, I guess.
I get that. I have some of those too, but I like to just mix it up in the morning.
Yeah. You had a good weekend?
So I had a lovely weekend.
We'll get
Thank
the full
you.
Report at 7:15.
We will. Hey, a little bit of history today. 40 years ago today, Mount St. Helens erupted. Yeah.
I remember it. Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were just a wee little
I was not quite two.
Yeah.
So, yes, I was not quite two.
Right.
So because I was thinking about that on the way in, I'm like, 1980. Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't remember that.
I was in high school. All right. Let's alternate special events for the week. And today it is EMS week, Emergency Medical Services.
Also, we
required that over the weekend.
Oh no.
Michael was rollerblading and Elena was riding her bike. They went down one hill successfully, but the other hill, which on Friday he'd gone down using his brakes, and I think he may have fallen, but he thought, you know what? I think I can do this without using the brakes, and he was wrong, and he broke his left arm.
Oh, no.
He broke one of the two bones in his left arm. So, yeah. So there was a sheriff's deputy that showed up before we did, and then thank God we were able to decline the offer for the
ambulance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay that because the bill's going to be steep enough. So anyhow.
Surgical repair, or is it?
Yeah, they had to adjust it a little bit, and it's in a
splint
right now.
Yeah, to accommodate swelling
on
until
Tuesday.
Well, I'm
there we
really
go. So
sorry
appreciate the
to
emergency
hear about
medical
that.
Service.
Oh, no.
What else is going on this week?
It is unicycle week. I have one of those in my garage. If you'd like to give it a try, you can break another arm in your household.
Chris, no, thank you. Chris Solberg's kids, Chris and Janelle Solberg's kids, big unicyclers. Tire safety week.
Buy a musical instrument day.
Today, yeah. The end of the school year, I guess you buy your instrument for next year.
Oh.
I presume.
Okay.
Why else would they have it then? And International Museum Day.
Visit your relatives day.
And I've never made a souffle. It's cheese souffle day.
Okay. There you go.
Have you made a souffle?
No, but a week and a half ago when we stayed at Otter Creek Inn, I had a breakfast souffle that was to die for.
Huh.
Breakfast
Sounds
in
nice.
Bed delivered right to my room. It was lovely.
Wow.
Can't
Very
wait
good.
To go back and have another souffle.
All right. Thank you. We have our friend from Michigan, counselor and comedian in that order from Detroit, Andrew Frelick. We call him Drew Frelick. Drew is on the line this morning. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
All right, well, we continue in the pandemic times and states trying to figure out where does freedom fit into that, and people in Wisconsin getting a big state Supreme Court decision. Real briefly, because it's not the bulk of what we're going to talk about, but how about in Detroit and Michigan right now? What's the deal?
So here's the deal, and I think it's probably similar in Wisconsin, is we had such a short summer, and it kind of feels around here like Memorial Day comes. Quarantine, it's over.
The people have kind of...
One way or the other.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, I get, 2 months of sunshine.
Right. Yeah, I think...
I'm going to be outside.
People are kind of talking about quarantine fatigue, right? Yeah, so...
Yeah, people are very burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, one of the interesting things that's kind of come out of all of this is digital church.
Right.
And everybody, a lot of people are going to church online, Zoom, Facebook, stuff like that.
Now, how have you been doing it for your church? How's that been working?
Our church does it on Facebook Live, and then they have a Zoom call at the same time as well, in case you want to, people forget to turn their microphones off so you can, hear their dog barking in the background during the sermon.
Sure.
So it's really interesting because I've gotten multiple invites to different churches over the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And, usually you invite somebody to church, and for them, it's a bit of a commitment. But now you can just kind of, call in, right? And it's like switching churches at this point. It's like flipping channels. My wife and I, the other day, were, arguing over the remote. Switch over to the Methodist. And it's like, no, I was watching the Baptist. And she's like, oh, come on, it's over now. It's almost over. You've seen this one before. It's a rerun.
Right.
Comes back, sing a song, and now we break up and head to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
So, it's a bit weird. And they talk about, I don't know if your parents ever told you this, but it's like, you got to put on your Sunday best to go to church.
Well, that used to be. I don't know now, right? I mean, but, yeah.
Yeah, now it's like, I'm in my pajamas. My kid is eating a bowl of ice cream at church.
Right.
I'm eating chips and salsa. I just feel like all the things you could never get away with. You couldn't eat popcorn at your church while the pastor's talking or whatever. So.
Here's the deal. If in the past it was don't eat in front of people, but now on Zoom it's just like, I think those rules are out the window because I'm thinking of an image right now of a friend of mine, and I've seen, you've just kind of seen lots of people right there, right in front of you eating because your screen's broken to, especially if you're on Zoom, right? 9 or more quadrants.
Right.
So.
Right. Have you seen something like that? I mean, your church is doing what? Zoom?
We do Zoom at 9 o'clock hour, kind of a, usually it's kind of a, by the time everybody checks in, there's a little bit of time for digging into the word, and then the Facebook Live for the service, and then yesterday we got together on Zoom again after the service. So, yeah, it allows for some virtual community. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And from a counseling perspective, it is better than nothing. Actually, I'm starting – this is probably too late, but I'm starting a COVID-19 support group at work this week. So it's like the need is definitely there from a mental health perspective.
And what have you heard as a counselor? We talked to you as a counselor. What have you heard? What is it that, do you have people already signed up for this? What is the issue or problem that they're needing help with related to
Mark,
COVID?
The issue is that for some people, and we, forget this because we're kind of living with our families, but for some people, they've been totally isolated during this whole thing.
Yeah.
And just from a neurological perspective, to be in total isolation is very damaging to the brain. And so for those people who are kind of invisible and they're by themselves, this has been a very, very difficult time. And so it's important that we keep those people in mind and try to find opportunities for them to connect, even if it is over Zoom, which is obviously not perfect, but better than nothing,
Absolutely. And then real quick, you did your first virtual comedy show. How long did you perform, and can people access that somewhere? Is that something you'd want to let them know about?
Sure. Yeah, so we did our first virtual comedy show. It was me and my two comic friends from Detroit. We did it for a church actually in Shanghai. And It was about 30 minutes long. We tried to make it a little bit shorter, and it was quite good, you know. So, yeah, we're doing church shows now online.
What a world it is.
I don't know if that's something you guys would be interested in. You know?
Yeah, what a world it is where some guys in Michigan get together under quarantine restrictions and are doing a comedy show for people in Shanghai. I'm going to have to just figure that one out. So, it's
yeah,
a crazy world. Hey, thanks so much, Drew. Good to talk to you. And
yep.
Is there a place where people can find that show or other material
that
you've got?
Yeah, so the show wasn't recorded, but
okay.
Again, you know, I'll keep you updated. If we do one again, I'll let you know. That'd be great.
Right. Sounds good. Thanks, Drew. Drew Frelick, counselor, comedian from Michigan, WWIB.
It is a Monday, friends. We have all made it through the weekend, and we're back here together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, recently I saw a teaching on James 1, 2 through 4 about the blessedness of trials. And Saturday we had a couple, one involving one of our pets that I'm not going to get into, but that was kind of set the scene. And just when we were kind of picking up the pieces on that as a family, the other one, Elena calls, Michael's been injured, rollerblading deal. My brave, adventurous 15-year-old now has a broken left arm to match the broken leg he suffered in Liberia a few years back. So,
sounding, though, like this broken arm is less serious than the broken leg, right?
We found the positive. When you hear that it's serious, come quick.
Yeah.
Then the bottom line was, thank God it's not a head injury.
Right.
Neck, back.
Sure.
Legs.
Yes.
Legs. I mean, broken legs. I mean, the crutches
yes.
and the walking. And,
yes.
and it wasn't even his right arm, which he's right-handed. So if you had to break something,
this would be it.
But it's in a sling right now and going to get it casted tomorrow.
Poor
so.
Kid.
Goodness. Thanks to the folks at Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
We had a fairly quiet, a lot of family time this weekend, too. I just think of yesterday. My kids know kind of... One of Daddy's love languages is naps and blankets, and so
yes.
you know I'm laying on the couch thinking. I told Lindsay I was laying on the couch so I could get a better idea of what we needed to get at Sam's Club.
Nice.
and then Cooper just comes up and piles as many blankets as he can on top of me. But yeah, it was kind of fun snuggling with Nora and Cooper, and we watched some Winnie the Pooh episodes on Disney Plus and some America's Funniest Home Videos, and just kind of a quiet weekend, but enjoyed it very much.
Well, we took advantage of the beautiful weather on Saturday, and we did a whole lot of yard work and maintenance to a failing fence. We've got that all shored up and repaired, and it's looking good.
Yeah, it looked good. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, it looks great. We're super happy with how it turned out. And so lots of outdoor time on Saturday doing that. Lots of family time with all of that. And then yesterday was like this cold, rainy day, which made for a lovely sleeping in kind of morning.
Yeah.
We had a lazy morning with French toast for breakfast. And then this crazy woman looked at her husband and said, oh, it's a rainy day. The patio is like, you know, covered and dry. And we have all this wood to burn from the fence stuff that we took down. Let's go have a fire. So we sat outside under the patio in the rain, burning things. And listening to the crackling fire. And then we turned on old radio dramas. We listened to War of the Worlds, a little bit
nice.
Of War of the Worlds, and H.G. Wells' The Time Machine, and just kind of relaxed and
I love
enjoyed
some of
the
those
rain.
Radio. Do you ever listen to The Shadow?
Oh.
The Shadow yeah. knows.
Those are so cool.
It was fantastic. Radio has such a rich history.
Yeah. Boy, it's amazing. We're all here loving radio.
There you go.
Go figure.
Absolutely.
A good time was had by all.
Well, earlier, Hillary, you and I in First Cup after the 6:30 weather talked about different special events for the weekend today, but we
right.
left this one out. It is No Dirty Dishes Day today. Now, the thing is, to celebrate this, you're supposed to have to make sure you don't make any dirty dishes.
I thought maybe it was a holiday of denial. It's like, no, they are not
instead
there.
Instead of not making dirty dishes, can we just make my kids clean all of the dirty dishes?
Well, I think it's kind of creative of the paper plate industry heading into the summer because, you know, you use that on picnics and
sure.
So the idea is use paper plates and disposable utensils that might get some thumbs down from the environmental concern.
Yeah.
But, or choose foods that you can eat with your fingers like...
Watermelon.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Fried
yes.
chicken, tacos, egg rolls,
do you know,
hot dogs.
When my husband was single, I went over to his place one time and I opened the refrigerator door and here's a half a pizza sitting on the cardboard in his fridge and it's like nibbled straight across. It's not cut. It's like nibbled. I'm like, what is this? He's like, well, I don't want to have to wash the pizza cutter, so I just eat it off the cardboard and slide it forward.
Yes.
Like one giant piece. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And I married him anyway, folks.
Wow. I had books stacked by my bed, and my wife married me anyway, too. That's a whole call-in for a day.
I never vacuumed.
What did you see in your husband when he was single that you married him anyway?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So
anyways,
the quiz between the two of you is, tell me the year the paper plate was invented.
Oh.
Hillary, you go first. Ladies first.
1956.
Early. This is what I guess we call this, earlier or later.
Okay.
Earlier.
Earlier.
I was going to say 1937.
Earlier.
1902.
Okay. Later.
Okay.
1913.
Earlier.
1910.
Earlier.
1909.
Earlier.
1905.
Earlier?
Oh.
1903.
Later.
1904.
Oh,
yes,
oh, there we go. This is a team thing, obviously.
Oh, it's a team thing? I didn't
well,
know.
Well, yeah,
I'm
if
sorry.
We're helping each other out
I
with
thought
earlier.
I was trying
later.
To win. I'm sorry. Yes, we're a team, Caleb. We won.
Yay, us.
Oh, that's,
I'm so
she's
sorry.
Looking for any opportunity to.
Well, no,
those
when you're playing high low,
losses.
You try to, like, find the bottom.
I gotta say, I thought it was competitive.
Thought I was setting you up. Okay,
I did think it was competitive. I
thought I was setting her up like doubles tennis. But
there we go.
There
well,
we go.
I appreciate your help in winning for us.
That's not, you know, just sorry. As we close out the segment, I mean, the idea of how about playing board games with when you're dating? You talked about finding the pizza in Dean's refrigerator.
Like, yeah.
You don't want to show yourself overly competitive, right?
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, goodness.
That can happen.
I don't want to win.
Anyhow, 1904, we've had the paper plate for 116 years.
Love it. Thank you so much, Mark.
Another little contest here. Hillary stepping up to the plate.
Doing my best.
Quite literally, this is about spam, which I know there's a deep and abiding affection in the Roth household for spam.
I mean,
the other
absolutely,
meat.
Absolutely. We love spam. Spam is a great food, and it's delicious, and it's made of great meat.
Indeed.
I'm really selling
Did you know there are 15 different kinds of spam?
I didn't know the exact number, but I've had many, many, many different types of spam.
We're going to see how many she can remember now.
Okay.
15 different kinds of spam, according to this article I found on the interwebs. How many can Hillary name? Let's go. Start when you're ready.
Okay, so there's the, like, regular spam, straight-up spam.
Original?
There's low-sodium spam. There's, like, a low-fat spam. There's hot and spicy spam, black pepper spam, bacon spam, garlic spam.
Yes. Again, she's right with all the... Now,
yeah.
I'm not seeing...
Oh, there's a teriyaki spam.
Yes. I'm not seeing, like, a less fat on here. That's the only one so far, but...
Okay, so... All right, so there's the teriyaki spam.
You've named 7 of the 15.
Okay, I have to say that's pretty good.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I'm going to give you... light, L-I-T-E,
yeah,
light. That's your less fat.
Yeah,
so,
that's your less fat.
There we go.
The lower fat. Okay, so I've named 8 of them. Thank
you.
Yep,
8 of the 15.
There's... Okay, so the teriyaki spam.
You did.
Bacon spam.
15 different kinds of spam.
Oh, goodness.
Not including email.
I'm now coming up short. How can I miss 7 different kinds of spam?
There's a whole spammy world out there that you have not fully explored and embraced.
The nation of Guam, the people of Guam would be so disappointed in me right now. I don't want to sit on silence. So,
all right,
okay,
so
what do we got?
15 different kinds of spam.
Okay.
I'm just going to read the list and you can react to the ones that you didn't say.
Okay.
There's original. You got that one. Yeah. Portuguese sausage.
Oh, see? That I haven't had that one.
Chorizo.
Oh, we've had that one.
Less sodium.
Yeah.
Black pepper.
Yep.
Hickory smoke.
Hickory smoked. We've had that one as well.
You mentioned teriyaki. You mentioned light. I'm kind of surprised you didn't get this one. And again, I would not have done nearly as well. With cheese.
Oh,
spam with cheese.
We've had that one. Yes.
Turkey. Turkey spam.
Turkey spam. We've had that one as well.
Bacon spam.
I said bacon spam.
Yep. Okay. Garlic.
Yep, said that.
Jalapeno.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hot and spicy.
Yeah, I don't like that one as much.
And the final one, we'll see if I butcher this, tocino, which is bacon in Spanish.
Oh, so there was only 2 on there that I would not have gotten.
That you hadn't at least tried. Yeah. So... Maybe the quiz should have been, of these 15 different kinds of spam, how many has Hillary tried?
Have you
that
tried?
Is really impressive that you not only remember that many, but have tried that many.
I mean, you know, it's a solid effort. I do enjoy spam. Just saying.
It was very well done.
Also, at the waffle bar we had, I think I may have mentioned this, we sliced the spam in slices, and then we took a pig cookie cutter, and we sliced up pigs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we fried up little spam pigs, because we're weird like that.
No, I remember seeing those pictures on Facebook, too.
Love it. All right, thank you, Caleb. That was fun. Now I need to get me some spam.
So I was outside of the studio during the spam segment.
Yes.
But one comment for each of you. First, okay. Caleb. Of all the many sentences I've ever heard you utter, both on and off the air, I don't think I've ever heard there's a whole lot of options in this spammy world. I mean, that was just different. It caught my attention. And then Hillary.
Yes.
What a blessed wife you are. Not everyone would marry a man who loves spam as much as your husband. My wife does not like spam. It's not even, I don't even think we could talk about spam.
So
bless you.
And apparently
you guys were meant to be.
What you're saying is, yes, I'm blessed, but Dean is more greatly blessed because he's married to me.
It just struck me that as you recounted all the spams you've tried.
It takes me back, actually, to when Dean and I were dating, and I was at his house meeting his parents and siblings for the first time. And his brother, Paul, was young. He was like, I don't know, maybe 12 years old at this point in time. And he looks at me and he says, in all seriousness, you know, Hillary, you're our last hope.
You know, I've heard you share that story multiple times. And yeah, it kind of stands out.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Anyway. Nibbling on pizza straight out of the box and enjoying all sorts of spam craft.
Keep your hands off, ladies.
He is a guy.
He's that man is all mine. He's all mine. Love him. Love you, dear, if you're listening.
All right, it's a Monday morning, May 18th, and of course, last week, things took a bit of a turn with the state Supreme Court ruling 4-3 finding unconstitutional the order that had been in effect in terms of the governor's safer at home. And we've got a hairstylist now from Eau Claire on the line with us, Bonnie Van Gorkum. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, we know that Governor Evers had deemed hairstylists kind of sidelined you, a number of folks across the state in your field, and then even with the state Supreme Court decision from last week, pick it up from your perspective in terms of how you've walked this out since then.
Well, when the Supreme Court overturned it, I immediately opened the next day and got two clients in until the health department put out an ordinance that said that we couldn't be open because we couldn't keep our 6-foot distance. But the health department left it very unclear, because they said that we had to follow their ordinance rules plus the guidelines set forth by WEDC. But they contradict each other.
How do they contradict each other?
Well, WEDC has a physical distancing portion in it for salons and hair and nail salons.
Okay.
And in it, it says that limit face-to-face interaction as much as possible when cutting or otherwise working on hair. Example, stand behind the client as much as possible.
Fair.
Since the 6-foot social distance guideline is not practical, minimize facial contact as much as possible and wear face covering.
And how does that differ? Does the Eau Claire County ordinance say it says different than that?
They said that salons could not open.
Oh, goodness.
Unless they could keep a 6-foot distance.
Huh. That would be some really big scissors.
That would be some big scissors, and I wouldn't
really
want...
long arms.
Yeah, that's
Inspector Gadget probably could.
Well, and okay, so seriously, though, when you talk about the 6-foot distance, I mean, I get it, and I get that that helps, but, I mean, even when you're at the store, okay, there's a plexiglass thing up, but when I am paying the cashier or when I'm handing them an item or a slip or whatever, I mean... There are just times in any situation where you have to be closer than 6 feet. I mean, it's completely not reasonable to expect people to never, ever, 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 ever be closer than 6 feet apart. I mean, really.
Well, and that's true, but the biggest thing is we've been trained in this.
Yes.
I've been doing hair for 21 years. I've been trained in sanitation. And in order to renew our license up until our last renewal date, we had to do 4 hours of law and sanitation to renew our license.
Wow.
We've learned this before we could even get licensed by the state. We had to pass a theory and practical portion that both addressed sanitation.
So my question, Bonnie, again, the name of the hair salon you work at is?
I'm Inside Art Box.
Yeah.
Okay.
And company. I'm a independent suite. Renter.
Downtown Eau Claire. So the question is, I mean, that was Thursday, the initial order. We were, you know, Thursday afternoon late. And then Friday, we were still learning things and waiting for an attorney general, you know, kind of perspective on the legality of the Eau Claire order and any others that are similar. You've got something posted on your Facebook page from another hairstylist you say you agree with that looks like it's a letter to the health department. So are you early on this Monday morning, you and other stylists looking to get some clarification from the City County Health Department in Eau Claire about this incongruity?
We actually got clarification on Friday morning. I called the health department, and when I called, I said I was wondering if I could open my business because the orders contradicted each other. And she said, are you by chance a salon owner? Because they had gotten so many phone calls from salons because of the
contradiction.
It was as clear as mud as to what we could do. So they were meeting, the health department was meeting Friday morning at the time that I called to specifically talk about salons. And when they called me back, we were told that we were not able to open due to the 6-foot distancing.
Oh, goodness.
The post that I shared by Sabrina, I worked with her years and years ago at JCPenney, and she's also an independent stylist. She had sent me the voicemail that she got from the health department stating the same thing.
And now I want to just throw this out there as well. When you guys are stylists, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you are independent within many of these salons. So you don't, as an independent contractor, you don't qualify for the same kind of unemployment benefits that a lot of people would. Is that correct?
Correct. For independent stylists, mm-hmm. Yes. I have not received a thing. They rolled out self-employment, the PUA, for self-employed individuals in Wisconsin, April 21st. Mm-hmm. I applied for it, and I got a message that said, your determination will take 30 days to process.
Mm.
That will be due this next Thursday, and I still have not heard a thing.
We're talking to Eau Claire hairstylist Bonnie Van Gorkum. She's a sister in the Lord, and she'd love to practice her craft. And so where do you pick it up from here as we wrap up this? What happens now?
I'm trying to find out whether I can legally move forward and do my job. Mm-hmm. I'd like to, because I know I can safely do it. So I guess I'm just trying to get it out there and getting the health department to understand that we are prepared as a hairstylist community to work.
I know one of my questions today at the news conference would be about this inconsistency. If they say in the Eau Claire order that, hey, we're submitting to the WEDC guidelines, but there's an incongruity there. I mean, I think that needs to be fleshed out publicly. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Bonnie. I wish you all of the best, and you are not alone in this. I know there are a lot of salons and hairstylists, and every shaggy-haired woman that I know right now feels for you, because we all want you back doing our hair and making us.
As good a job as Hillary did in my hair last time, I'm looking for...
Yeah, he
Ed
wants
the barber,
Ed the barber
somebody.
To be
yes.
back. So, thank
well,
you
I
so
thank
much.
You guys for addressing this.
Mm-hmm. You are very
It's a big issue in this area.
Thank you, Bonnie. Keep in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Have a great day. Talking to Bonnie there about kind of the ongoing mess that is Eau Claire County, if I did.
Feel for them. Feel for them.
Really, yeah. Too.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.